deep, deep, deep down inside of you, there's that other person, right? You know what I mean? That person that, it's that part of you, that other side, that the yin and yang that we all have. We live this life within these polarities. I was trying to write on this before and talk on it, and sometimes I even confuse myself, but it's this idea that we're all kind of like two people, man. You know, there's the side of you, if you're a parent that really wants to be a good parent, then there's that other side of you, it's just like, these little motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Like, if you have kids, you know what, you get what I'm saying. And this is where we live, man. And it seems as I began to look around and to contemplate on this idea, call it esoteric, call it whatever you want to call it, but I think on these things. Because the book, you know, my favorite book is The Science of Getting Rich, but you remember the other book that everybody likes? Think and Grow Rich. Now, just think about the title. It didn't say work real hard and grow rich. It didn't say push real hard and grow rich. It didn't say any of that. It said think. And that used to kind of fuck with me. Think. Like, we all think. Like, that's all you do all day is you have these thoughts running in your mind. You're just thinking, thinking, thinking. So if this is true and we're all, I mean, you can't turn it off. What does it mean to think and grow rich? And if you read the book, if you read Napoleon Hill's classic book, it's really ultimately talking about thinking a plan, thinking it through, like thinking things through, doing things on purpose. Instead of letting things happen to you, you cause things, you make things happen. And sure enough, it rains, winds blow, storms happen, shit happens, accidents happen, doctor bills, school bills, sports, braces, cars, college. Shit's expensive, man. And somehow inside of all of that stuff coming at you, and, I mean, you got to have a car to go to work, right? And we slip off and buy a $40,000 car. And somehow within all of these things, you know, there's that other side of you. There's that side of you that says, don't buy this. Don't buy this. There's that side of you. Everyone has this side, unless you're mentally deranged. Everyone has the side in you that gives you the voice of wisdom, that knew the right thing to do. This is why I'm not as sympathetic toward other people and their actions as other people are, because I know that the same spirit that created me, the same God or life force or whatever you want to call it, I think most people don't think it's just completely fucking random, but maybe it is. And maybe we're just playing a dice game. I like blackjack and it's completely random. And inside of the game blackjack, if it's completely random, we can what? We can play a game. We can create a set of rules in which we live by and operate by. I wrote a book called The Money Flow. It's about trading stocks. Now, you're going to find out real quick when you read my book. I'm not an author, guys. I'm not even trying to be. All I'm trying to do is to share some information. And I entitle it The Money Flow, and it's how I trade stocks, and it's how I like to say I don't ever lose. And that's not completely true, but I lose a lot less than other people because I'm not trying to be right on both sides. I'm just trying to be right on one side of the trade. Now, don't get me wrong. I like to trade both sides, and sometimes I'll move in and out of gold or oil, but these are small positions. This isn't like my real investment money. This is just me capitalizing on some information that I have in my head. Because see, I know in order for gold to move up, it needs to do a couple things. The chart looks exactly the same. Every single bull market in gold has always looked exactly the same. It's always looked the same. And so I began to trade and to invest with a bigger picture. It's not about this month, this year, next year. It's about life. The guru tells you the best investment to make is in yourself, and that's true. And it's not you buying his course, it's you investing in you. I did a post the other day, it was how to get your first $100,000, and I broke down three paths. Three ways. and it was like the first one took 30 years. And you were like saving $30 a month for 30 years with compounding. If you could get 10% a year, you would get, it'd be $100,000. 30 years. But that was you saving like 30 cents a day. It's like a stupid amount, right? 30 cents a day. So we could take that plan off the table. But that is a plan. Like I'm showing him on the video, 30 cents a day into the S&P 500 every day, every day for 30 years, you put 30 cents in. You think you could come up with 30 cents every day and then not touch the money? That's all you have to do. Like you understand this, right? Like just don't touch it. God, if I could be president for one day, you know what I would do if I could be president for one day? I'd get a giant whiteboard, a magic marker, and I'd teach fucking compound interest. And I'd spend 4 hours going over 100 different ways to make this work. And I would explain to people how to buy single family homes. I would explain to people how to invest in just common stocks. How to do it the least risky way, like investing in index funds in the S&P 500 and just committing to the process. And then I would teach them chapters from my book, The Money Flow, where I say, listen, I can't time the market. I don't know which direction the markets are going to go, but I know what it looks like when it goes up. Like the chart looks exactly the same every time. And since I'm only trying to invest to the upside, I can use the charts to begin to time my entries getting in. I'm going to get in, but I don't have to just blindly get in, like every month on the third, put me in. No. I could be a little more intelligent than that. Maybe on the third, I just let the money go to cash. Maybe there ain't anything to buy this month. Maybe everything's expensive. And you look at the charts and they're extended. You say, what does it mean? Read the book. There's common sense things in life. It's common sense. There's this good old fashioned common sense. Like every day that a stock goes up, is the chances of it going up the next day actually go down statistically, mathematically. You understand that, right? Because it can't keep. And what I mean is, day after day after day, it has to some point stop. At some point, the people who bought early on have made so much money, they begin to sell. And when they begin to sell, they trigger computers that begin to sell. That's just how it works. And then something happens in China, and there's a tariff, and there's the Federal Reserve talks about lowering interest rates. Or some scare. Or somebody hits the wrong key and sells 30,000 instead of 3,000. That's literally how easy it is to maneuver for the markets to move up and down. And so I don't worry about the downside because I'm observing life for all life. Not for this week, not for next month, not for the year after, not even for the year after. It's to earn, to receive, and to collect, and to build, and to grow for my whole life, not retirement. When I invest this month, I want to get paid more next month. Like I would take a magic marker and a whiteboard and that's what I would teach. But you know why they don't do that? You know why your financial advisor doesn't do that? Is it because they don't know? No. They're liable. These people have licenses. They can't show you shit that's not guaranteed. I posted this on Instagram, a video, the how to get to your thing, right? And I showed the second option. Then I showed an option where you saved like $300 a month, so basically $10 a day. And you got there in, you know, wasn't that long, 17 years or something, 15 years, I don't have in front of me. And then the next option I showed was, what if you did $100 a day? Or like $1,000 a month, which is $33 a day. You could get to $100,000 in like 7 years. That's not bad. Because the $100,000 is the foundation to now building real wealth. It's just enough money that now when you're invested, you are an investor. You feel it. When the market falls 40%, that's 40 G's, man. And when it's a million, that's 400 G's. You feel it. You ride the money flow. And you got to have your mind right. Or when those opportunities come, you don't actually know what you own. You don't understand charts. You don't see any way possible to protect yourself. You don't understand reverse indexes. You know there's funds that you can buy. When the stock market goes down, they go up. And so if you had some basic chart reading skills and you got nervous, you could just wait. And when the market signals sell, You just buy some of this. And if the market does sell, this will go up. And if it doesn't sell, take it off. Now, I think that game is really hard to play because you got to be right on both ends. So here's what I do. I just play to the upside. I'm just trading and investing to the upside. I'm letting the downside do what it does. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to initiate a trade cost by selling. I'm not going to do anything. So I'm going to look at the market from one direction, moving up. And so I began to build this strategy around that idea of knowing when prices seemed too high or too low. And that didn't even have to be perfect because it was like the game of blackjack. I just created a systematic set of rules that if they only did one thing, if they did this, if they kept me invested, made me feel comfortable, then I beat everyone else. Do you realize how many people sold in 2008? And you realize the only people who lost money in 2008 were people who sold. Because if you held your stocks, they came back and went up by 300%. Now what if you'd have held your stocks, collected dividends, reinvested the dividends at the lower price, went out and worked and put money in, and got a side hustle to put money in, and you just kept pushing money in when everyone else was selling? Guess where you are today? In a decade, guess where you are? Sitting on a pile of money. That's making you money. It's producing dividends and interest payments and coupon payments and returns. It's called being an investor. And it's available to anyone. Anyone can tap into the money flow in America. Anyone. This is why I have a real hard time feeling sorry for people. When politicians take the stage, politics aside, I don't care if it's a Republican or Democrat. Because anyone, if you've been alive on planet Earth more than 30 years, should have $100,000. It takes 30 cents a day on the 30-year plan. How fast do you want to get there? Pick that plan. Write it down. The book's called Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich. What you think about comes about, and what you focus on grows. What you think about